Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 17. And we will read verse 1 to verse 10. As we continue our series, Church and Ministry, Christ we expect to see. Or Church and Ministry, as the expectation of Christ. This will be part 5. What God wants to see in His church and ministry. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him, By and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Thus he thanked thy servant, because he did the things that were commanded him, I trow not. So likewise he, when you shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word, for the Holy Spirit that sends us always the Rhema word to correct us, to teach us, to build us up, to direct us in the way that you want us to move. I pray, O God, anoint my lips and put verses and statements, arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. Touch people's lives, deliver them from bondages, lead them to repentance, raise up workers and servants who are willing to serve you, and do what is ought to do, what they have been commanded to do to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for souls to be saved, for revival, for workers to raise up, and for the church and ministry to be expanding. Oh Lord, change our heart and lives and make us at your expectation. This all we ask and pray in His name. Amen. Amen. The Lord was speaking to His disciples, and He told them certain facts that He wants to tell us even today. He told them that it is impossible that offenses will not come. It is impossible but that offenses will come. There will be offenses, there will be something cause you to stumble, cause you to get upset, discouraged, daunted, get frustrated. But still, God wanting you to continue to serve Him. When we come to the Lord and we want to serve God, the more we draw near, the more obstacles and offenses will be taken place from around us, from very near people, from people over us, people beside us, people under our care. Offenses will come. It can't be avoided, but we need to adopt our life, accept it, and go on doing your assignments. Very beautiful, he say in the second part of verse 1, but woe unto him through whom they come. Those who do these offenses, God will deal with, they'll be punished, and they'll be also taken care of properly by the Lord. Now I understand now that offenses will come to me. I should accept it as something normal and continue to do my work. And also I understand that I should not be a stumbling block to other people, and I be a person who cause offenses to them. You know, some people, they say, oh, I am not doing my part because I am discouraged. Somebody did that to me. But when you are discouraged, you are causing offenses to other people, and you will get the punishment of God. Have you got the point here? That if you are upset about certain things, you are not excused to behave as a malingerer or to behave as somebody out of their track. So even if you are sick, the Lord say, you can say, I am sick, or I am tired, or I am upset, or I am discouraged, or I am blocked. You need to set an example to other people, because you are not aware. You are discouraging others when you show that yourself is discouraged. That's why in verse, in verse 2 you say, it is better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. When we don't do our part well, we are doing the same harm that the other people have done to us. The same. There's no difference. And you don't know why they did like that. If you go to them, and analyze, they also discourage. And part of their rebelliousness, and they want to react, they cause others to discourage. You know, many of the people's reactions is rebelliousness against God. We need to accept it. We need to go through it, swallow it, and go on. That's why in verse 3, what he told them, take heed to yourself. Don't be self-righteous. Don't understand life in a wrong way. All human beings, they are under offenses ordained by God, and what the Lord is seeing, who is doing his duty well. Whatever your excuses, God has given you the grace to do it. Paul, 3 times, he said, I pleaded with God to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. Therefore, take heed today for yourself, and don't rebel against God's will. Your assignment, no one else would do it. And no excuse can cover you before the Lord God Almighty. Take heed of for yourself. Ministry and church at Jesus' expectation. We need to be well tied in the trials and set an example to other people as if we have no troubles at all. In verse 3, take heed to yourself and see what he says here. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Those who cause you offenses, don't make fuss much. What is the area? Go and deal with it on the spot. Face it. Don't speak at the back, or at the right, or at the left. Go and face the person and speak face to face. You have done it? You have done your part. You see? Rebuke him. That's another thing. Our responsibility. Our responsibility is to rebuke people who do wrong. Not to go away, don't face, and you keep it in your heart, and you get discouraged. That is, you know, you are rebuking God. You are fighting with God. When you fail to go and face the person who is doing the offense, that's what you see here. If they trespass against you, go and speak to him. What do you say? Go and rebuke him. Rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Because that's here the point. You go rebuke. Show the sin. Show what he did bad. The consequence and the outcome of his trespass. The offense that he did. Yeah? And if you realize and repent, you have preached the gospel to him. If not, then his blood is on his neck, and you have done the right things, and you have set example to other people around you. After you speak to him, you have done your part. Continue to do your assignment well. You are not accountable of the people, how they respond. Noah, a priest, around 120 years, and no one repented. Did he preach the gospel? Yes. Did he did his part? Yes. Is he need to get discouraged that no one responded, no one listened to him, no one had come and helped him? No, at all. That's what God expects from us. In verse 4, you say, if he trespass against you 7 times, in a day, and 7 times in a day, 10 again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. The forgiveness, as the Lord here spoke, is based on repentance. That there's always some clue that he had turned away from the sin. Now the point here, about 7 times he trespassed, and 7 times he came and say, I repent. I believe that is not only the same sin, but possibly different kind of sin. If you to understand this, if you look back to your life, maybe 10 years ago, if you look back to your life, what you were doing at that time for you, it was fine. But now when you look at it, it is sin, but you were not realizing that. At that time of your realizing it, you are confessing it and you are repenting. So the point here, why I need to go, you need to go and rebuke that brother or that person. So he will realize what he did is not correct. In that way, you are giving him chance to repent. When we don't go and rebuke, when we don't take the responsibility, that's how to take offenses. Not to get it swallowed and burn yourself with your reactions and desperation and despondency and stagnation. No. You take it and go face it. Give the message that the person might repent. And that's why, you know, when the apostle hear all that, you know, It looks like a court, no? It looks like a court. But what he's saying to them? And he's saying to the disciples of your brother, therefore it means that there are sharias around you. That all the people around you, if they do anything, you go and speak. You know that, you know, one of the difficult things for the human is to go and face. One of the hard things they would do to go and face. They can't speak at the back. Very good human being speaking at the back. But speaking face to face, no. And that's sin. And that's the bad example. And when the apostle heard all that assignment for them, they told him, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. In verse 1 he said unto the disciples. I don't know, they were the 12 only or other disciples there. When he spoke that, the apostle came to him, them said, he said, can you increase our faith so we might be able to do all these things? It means that they were not much aware about their assignment. Even today, take heed of yourself, and you must know what is your assignment. We must know what is our duties and our responsibilities. All what we do, we don't do it for men, but we do it for God. From Him we will receive the reward, not from men. He'll be the one to deal with the things around us, but we need to do our part very well. Some people, they think that to increase faith, it means more miracles, increase salaries. God will take the enemies, He will kill them. God will reduce the working hour. He will provide more rains. No. The first miracle is when our attitude will be changed. When we will be at the expectation of the Lord. You know, when we wake up in the morning and we expect everything is not, will be good, and people should praise us, and we should be recognized, and people would honor us, that should not be in our mind. In our mind, I'm not saying don't expect these things to happen, but in your mind, what I need to do, Lord, to please you. I learn when I pray now, Lord, have mercy on me. I learn it. Lord, lead me to repentance. Lord, help me in my life. Lord, correct me. That is better when then you ask God more privileges and you are not fit for it. Increase our faith. Our faith should be increased. We should work hard. We should do our responsibility well. When we have the right faith, when you go and you are upset because the income of the work is not what you expect, or I need to get more, this no miracle will take place. The miracle will take place when you accept that in what you get is from God, and God will bless it in a way that will satisfy all my needs and will be over. That's what He said to them in verse 6. And the Lord said to them, if you have faith as some grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Not that we command people, but we should have right doctrine in our mind and implement it in our life. Offenses will come, but I need to keep myself tidy. I need to go and face people. I need to rebuke. I need to forgive those who trespass against me when they repent. No language of revenge. or fighting back. You know, it needs more of humility to accept our assignment. What he called here, in the next scripture he spoke a parable and a story. You see, there's a man who have a, in verse 6, but which of you having a servant? He spoke about servant. If we behave as a servant, will be easy. But if we behave as bosses, we will not be able to take anything from the from the relationship and interaction with the relationship of the people around us. When you take it as a boss, you will not be able to do your duties well. But when you take it as a servant, you will enjoying your day very well. When there's humility, there's more miracles. There's more faith. When there's humility, when we humble ourselves, there's more faith, there's more miracles, and there is more grace of God. The Lord say in His Word, God opposed the proud, but He gave grace to the humble. One of the sign of humility that I accept what God had ordained for me. Why we are good to accept the good things for us, but when it is becoming sour and a little bit bitter, we start to make fuss. Why when He is blessing us and He gives us much, why we don't say we don't deserve that? Why when He is withholding certain things, why like that? I'm expecting more. And the story speaks about a man, who worked in the field. But he worked in the field, he's a servant, he has multiple skills, and he is plowing the ground and feeding the cattle. So he's a farm, he cares for the animals, and he also planting. He's a farmer. And he's the one who cares for the, he's also a shepherd, caring for the cattle. He works, which time he will wake up? He wake up early morning and come back with the sun. Said when the animal, he put the animal to sleep, then he go back home. He put the animal to sleep, he wake up with the animal, they wake up early, he wake up early. He come back, when he put the animal to sleep, and he come back to the house at the time of sunset, when he coming back there, he will rest, he will take a bath and he will rest. No, he still, he need to have another job, he need to prepare the dinner for his master. You know, he say, we'll say unto him by and by when he come from the field, go and sit down to me. Will the master tell him, oh, you are tired, you just sit down, you go and take bath and wash and rest and come and eat our table? No. Jesus say, will he not rather tell him, say unto him, make ready wherewith I may step up and get yourself and serve me? So this one, his duty will continue until 9 or 8. To 9 o'clock, that everything of his responsibility is finished, then for him remaining 1 or 2 hours, that he will prepare food for himself, wash his body, and after that he will sleep. So he's preparing his apostles. The Lord is preparing his disciples. You know, that's the story of this servant is full of offenses. Wake up early, deal with the cattle, farm, then come back, prepare dinner, wait for your master, wash the dishes. Who washed the dishes? The servant, right? He washed the dishes. After that, he himself will eat. But this is taken in a positive way. From morning until evening we are standing. Praise God, we have good health. If we don't have strength, we cannot do our responsibility well. Every one of us, God has given us the strength to do our responsibility. Sometimes I say, Lord, if my work like that, I will not be able to do it. But the Holy Spirit reminds me, when the Lord would ask me to do other things, He will give me the grace and the attitude and the strength to accomplish that particular work. Let us thank God for the strength. Let us thank God for His grace. Let us thank God that He is there with us to adapt us to do the thing that He wants us to do. The Lord wants us to accomplish the things that He wants us to achieve. You say, does He thank Him, the servant, because He did that thing that we have commanded Him? I trow not. He's asking, the Lord asking the apostle. He's asking the disciple, would you think that the Master will say to him, thank you, we appreciate your work, you are very good? He said, I think not. That's the point. Don't put in yourself expectation or appreciation. Oh, without me, what will happen? Yeah, but after that, they don't acknowledge, they don't say thank you, they don't appreciate. Even there's no one is appreciating. There's a man who is awake from eternity till eternity. He is the Creator who knows what you are doing, and He will reward you. But you need to do your part well. God wants us to do our responsibility. You know, the attitude of expectation, the attitude that I should be invited, I should be appreciated, you know, I am the person number one and they are not recognizing me. It will not work in our life. We need to humble down to have that faith, and when we have that faith, more miracles will be taking place, and we can love on the circumstances. We can love on the problems. Have you got the point? When you say you can say to this tree, sycamore tree, be uprooted and go to the sea and throw yourself. You know what that means for me is that even though the problem is there, that does not affect me. I am comfortable with my responsibility toward my Lord. No one is saying amen. 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 That's where we get our health. We are burdened with unnecessary thoughts, and that cripple our four limbs and the whole body from head to toe. When our mind is wrong set up, will He thank Him? Will He appreciate Him? Will He tell Him, will you please sit down? You are too much tired. Yeah. Without you I am lost. He would not say that. But let us take it positively. You know that servant have still food, have still having good health to eat, yeah, and drink, and sleep. The Bible says the sleep of the poor is sweet. They go deep in sleeping. So God is rewarding each and every one according to His conduct. But we need to understand that when we have done all those things which are commanded for us to do, we need to say we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Understand? The Lord wants to mold us. There are certain expectations the Lord wants to see in our life. Lord, change our attitudes, our thoughts, repent, tell him, Lord, I am willing to be changed. I repent. I want to give up all my wrong attitude, thoughts, expectation, love of appreciation, love of recognition. I rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tell him for the strength, for your grace. Oh God, I need more strength, Lord, that come from you in the name of Jesus, to go on in serving you, to do my responsibility. Well, Lord, I just ask you, please, Lord, give me good health. Not allow my body to fail, so that it will be not hard for me to continue to serve you. Oh God, I am willing to be even humiliated. Oh God, even if it's painful, and I can't swallow it, but I mean it. Because that's the right way. Oh God, to be honored and rewarded by you. Change me, Lord. I am willing that my life will be used as a servant of yours. Hide me, Lord, under your wings, from all the offenses, all trespasses. I am willing to go and face and help people to repent. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Hear my cry. That you give us strength and the good health to go on and save you. Oh Lord, help those among us who are weak, sick, heal them. Those who are in need, provide for them. Increase the faith, oh God. Help us to bring people into you, to bring them to repentance, to rebuke, so that your grace will be abound. Oh Lord, take the message that it reaches those who are in need of it. for our brothers and sisters in other congregations, other parts of the world. So God bless them and be with them, satisfy their needs and increase their faith. So Lord, bless us in large our territory. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.